The Kickoff with Steve Hothersall.
Rock, sport and talk.
Radio City Talk.
Let's have a crack at On This Week in History. We're looking at it from the Liverpool side of things with Jed Ray, expert statistician for the football club. And we're going back to the 30s, first of all. Welcome along, Jed.
Morning, Steve.
Where do we start on this week?
Well, I thought we'd have a little look at 1933, the 11th of February. One of the most extraordinary of the 232 Merseyside derbies that have been played. The game was at Anfield. 11 goals, the most ever seen in a single game between the two rivals. Liverpool went into the game on it with an inferiority complex. They hadn't beaten Everton in the league for 6 years. Everton were the defending champions. And when Dixie Dean scored early in the game, one of his 19 Everton goals against Liverpool, it was felt the game was going to be destined to go the same way as six of the previous seven meetings, a Blues win. But within half an hour of that, Liverpool were 3-1 up, and though Everton scored another one before half-time, Liverpool grew stronger in the second half. Harold Barton was the hero of the day. He scored a hat-trick. Dixie Dean scored again for the Blues. But Liverpool ran out 7-4 winners.
7-4?
Quite extraordinary, yeah.
Do you know of another 7-4 in Liverpool history?
No.
Yeah.
No.
It's a funny scoreline, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, 5-4, 6-4 maybe, but never 7-4. Yeah, and for it to come against Everton and the defending champions, that must have been some game.
Did it give Liverpool some momentum, Jed?
Well, it did for a little while, but I think things petered out and it didn't really make much difference to the season. But it was a well-earned win.
You're never going to forget a 7-4, are you?
Not at all.
Let's go from there to my birth year and also the birth year of a certain Steve McManaman. What a player.
Yeah, 1972. Yeah, he was a very, very good Premier League player. Liverpool, grew up as a boyhood Everton fan, as we know. He joined Liverpool at the age of 14 and made his Liverpool debut against Sheffield United in 1990. One of those players who won his first England under 21 appearance before he made his debut for his club. Tall and thin. I don't know if we're allowed to call him scrawny, but he looked about 8 stone wet through. Quick turn of foot, excellent dribbler. And him being a cross-country champion at school meant that he had great stamina. 364 appearances for Liverpool from 1990 to 1999, 66 goals. He was the first Liverpool player to win the Alan Hardacre Trophy, which is awarded to the man of the match in the League Cup final.
Oh, right.
When he scored both goals against Bolton in 1995, and that was 3 years after he'd won the helped the Reds to win the FA Cup. He scored, you may remember it, the goal he scored at Celtic in the UEFA Cup when he ran from midway inside his own half. He was a member of England's Euro 96 team that got to the semi-finals. And things ended a little bit disappointingly, I think, as far as Liverpool fans are concerned, when in January 99 he signed a pre-contract agreement with Real Madrid. He left for the Bernabeu that summer. To be fair, you couldn't really blame him. No. He won two Champions Leagues, two La Ligas and a European Super Cup. And then he came back to the Premier League in 2003 and he played a couple of seasons with Man City.
Which you forget. You forget. To be honest, Real Madrid is the last thing I sort of register with Steve McManaman.
Yeah.
And I remember how sort of negative the publicity was surrounding his departure.
Yeah, it was. And I think that was the sadness of it because He was the player that Liverpool quite often went to in games where, you know, if they were up against it, you could give him the ball and he'd keep it for a couple of minutes and everybody would have a bit of a breather and then they could sort of like get back into some kind of shape. But it was sad the way it ended. And to be fair, I think as the culture of football is now that you know it's become the norm now. So really, I don't think many people could begrudge Steve McManaman too much about the decision to go. Whether to go and prevent Liverpool from getting a fee for him is another issue, really. But yeah, he was a fine player and one of the best. And he's probably one of the forgotten Liverpool players in the Premier League era. When you think of the players that have lined up, you know, he'd get into the squad. I would imagine if you were picking a best of the Premier League squad.
Owing to most teams. And actually, I always used to think of him as John Barnes' successor in the sense that he had that ability to dribble, beat people, and he was a scorer of magical goals.
He scored one or two spectacular goals, if you remember the one at Arsenal, a hybrid from the throw-in where he just turned and volleyed it from the corner of the box into the goal. Yeah, fine player.
His Real Madrid Champions League final goal is the one, though, isn't it?
The
scissor kick, wow.
Yeah, and he got better. He got better when he went to Real Madrid. He became a more mature player.
Yeah, there's a few players who've done that in the final. Zidane's done it, and of course Gareth Bale did it against us.
Yeah, so believe.
Yeah, you forgot that one. Yeah. Let's get on to a different year, 2002. Now, is this a forgotten player? Who is it?
It's Abel Xavier, who on the 9th of February 2002 scored on his Liverpool debut. He played in the first Merseyside derby of that season for Everton, when Liverpool won at Goodison, and 5 months later, he started for the Reds in a 1-1 draw. So he actually played for both teams in the same season. However, on this day, he made his debut at Ipswich, and despite playing a full-back, he took just 16 minutes to score. It was the first of 6 goals Liverpool scored that day. And he became the first defender to score on his debut in 32 years. He was at the club for 2 years, spent part of that out on loan, and he only played 21 games under Gerard Houllier. The man with the dyed blonde hair and beard, he won 20 caps for Portugal and is now back in the country of his birth, Mozambique, as the national coach. He was only really signed by Gerard Houllier as defensive cover, but he also joined the likes of Gary Ablett and Nick Barmby, Peter Beardsley, David Burrows, David Johnson and others in recent teams to play for both sides in the derby. So he came in, he did a job, scored a couple of goals, scored on his debut. So he will say that he did okay, I guess, and he probably did.
Well, involved in a unique piece of history anyway. Slightly unorthodox with his looks, as you say. You'd never forget him, would you?
Oh, absolutely not.
Not quite sure why Everton took him at the end of the day. Let's quickly wrap it up with a game involving 6 goals from 2014. This was on the 9th of February.
Liverpool blitz Arsenal. Top of the table, Arsenal came to Anfield in 2014. They were on a run of 6 wins in 7 games, and they were the informed team. Liverpool were 8 points behind in 4th, and it was what I remember most from that game is the ruthless nature and explosive opening. 20 minutes, Liverpool were 4-0 up. Martin Skirtle scored twice. Daniel Sturridge and Raheem Sterling also scored. And Luis Suarez would have made it 5 if his rocket shot hadn't cannoned back off the post. It was the 8th time that the Reds had scored 4 or more in a league game, and it was only early February. Raheem Sterling scored again on 52 minutes, and the only cheer for Arsenal that day was a late Mikel Arteta penalty. Liverpool scored 101 goals that season in the league, their most in a campaign for 118 years. But ultimately, as we've discussed previously, it was the 50 they conceded that proved to be their downfall, really. But what a game that was.
Well, it was, and it was a statement game, wasn't it? And people referred to it for quite a long time after, saying that as a performance is Liverpool at their best.
It was. They'd shown it in patches in games. And I suppose you could say it was another patch, but it was a longer patch this time. It was 45 minutes. And that came at the beginning of that run that they went on, where they just fell short. But the confidence they must have got from that game, having really destroyed Arsenal, it wasn't, you know, I think the scoreline flattered Arsenal that day, to be perfectly honest. And Liverpool probably stopped playing after about an hour, conserved their energy, and just ran the clock down.
Kept it back. Jed Ray, brilliant stuff on this week in history. 4 brilliant pieces of history to remember. Liverpool 7, Everton 4 from 33. From 1972, Steve McManaman is born. 2002, Abel Xavier scoring on his debut. And you've just heard Jed talk about Liverpool 5, Arsenal 1. On this week in history, from the Liverpool perspective, returns next week.
The Kickoff with Steve Hothersall.
Rock, sport, and talk.
Radio City Talk.